Riddled, written by Stephen Dick and Chris Grady. Episode 3, Fire in the Hole.
Theo, take those out of the trolley right now. We do not need a metre-long packet of Jaffa cakes.
Oh, but Dad always buys them when it's just me and him.
Does he? Mark?
They're educational. It's important he learns about the metric system. We're trying to raise a good European.
Oh, honey, you're such a good dad. Theo, put them back.
Hello, hello. I thought it was you.
Oh, Sue, I didn't know you worked here.
Because you've never asked me about anything. But there I was, investigating a spillage in the next aisle. My ears pricked up and I thought, I recognise that bickering.
That's us.
No, it's not.
Classic us.
You've been very quiet on the WhatsApp, guys. Francis has been posting a lot of funny memes about you, Mark. And I was expecting some top bants. Well, some bants, at least.
I haven't seen anything.
Me neither. In fact, we're not in the WhatsApp group anymore.
Oh, I knew he hadn't forgiven us for that leadership coup.
Oh, maybe it wasn't deliberate. Could have been a slip of the fingers.
I know where I'd like to slip his fingers.
Well, that didn't come out like you wanted it to, did it?
No, I feel a bit sick now.
Oh, so you won't know about the Sportief.
Sportief? What's that?
It's a big bike race.
Oh, more made-up cycling words. Just say big bike race.
It's a team thing. Very exciting. Lunch is provided. Francis has entered us. That didn't come out like I wanted it to either.
I don't know if I fancy it, really.
What? The Sportief? I mean, that made-up word could have been made up especially for you. Why wouldn't you fancy that?
Because it's a team event, and we're hardly a tight-knit bunch at the moment, are we?
Well, that's true. Brennan got his court date through for throwing his bike through that guy's windscreen, and he's annoyed at all of us for what we said to the police.
What? The truth?
Yes.
I don't want to go if we're going to fight all the time and come dead last. Or worse, second.
So, what we need is some team bonding, No problem. Let's get everyone round for a barbecue. It's as easy as putting some burgers in a trolley. Theo, put some burgers in the trolley.
Burgers! Yeah!
Burgers, yeah!
Ah, you see? Doesn't take much to build team spirit. But of course, a guaranteed victory doesn't do it for you.
You really think you can do that?
By the time I'm finished, I'll have turned us into a tight-knit, ruthless, high-achieving family, like the Mansons, but for sports. Guaranteed to murder our opposition at the Sportief.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Of course I'm sure. This isn't my first barbecue.
Really? How did the other one go?
A bit tricky, actually. No, I'm not letting you annoy me today, Francis. And keep your fingers where I can see them.
Excuse me?
Fred, what's the Wi-Fi password again? It keeps dropping out.
Stop being unsociable.
Nick Clegg, then the number 4, capital P, capital M. You'll need to update that. God rest his soul.
It could still happen. And you don't need the Wi-Fi. Come over and chat. You too, Sue. Let's play another game.
Well, I was playing a game. You just made me turn it off.
Right, well, why don't we all ask each other one question that doesn't relate to cycling?
How is that a game?
Can you just play along?
I was. That's my question. I win.
Oh, you're good at this game, Brennan.
Francis, why don't you tell us what it's like to be a dentist?
Impossible. Because I am an orthodontist. It's been years since I was a mere dentist.
Oh, my dad was a mere dentist.
Easy, Brennan. I know it's unlikely, but he may not have meant that in a bad way.
You know, like, a mere cat is way better than an actual cat.
You think everything's better than an actual cat?
They're always cleaning themselves, but they still stink. What's that about?
Everyone, Jack's here with his legs.
Those are some tight, tight shorts.
Well, thanks. They were the tightest ones in the shop.
Well done, Jack. Very well done.
We were just getting to know a bit more about each other. And now we've seen a bit more too. Don, can I borrow you for a second? Look at this. The firelighter's not doing anything. It's a stupid little block of lies.
They're not miracle workers. The charcoal's sodden.
If Sue doesn't get a burger soon, someone's getting eaten. She started looking at me the same way she looks at Jack, drooling included. But, okay, don't worry. Once everyone's fed and happy, we can start talking tactics for the Sportief.
Right, so About that, Jack was saying our work's sponsoring a cycle race to a refugee camp in France.
Bit of a weird thing to race to, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not technically a race. They're calling it a convoy of compassion. But someone's got to get there first, and I'd call that person the winner, wouldn't you?
So you and little Jack would be in France, together. On bikes, together. Sweating, together. Sounds fun.
It's a work thing. Jack's organised a lot of it, and I'm effectively babysitting him.
Well, you should go. Why win one race when you can win two?
Thing is, it's the same weekend as the Sportif, so...
What? You want to do that instead? But why? Is this because of his shorts?
No! But so far, you've got hungry people playing games and watching TV. It's more like a children's party than a competitive sports team.
That's not true.
Fred, Francis keeps making digs about my dad being a dentist.
Not now, Brennan. Okay, I take your point, but... It's only 3 o'clock. I haven't failed yet.
Oh, rousing speech there, Mark.
At least give me till the end of the day to somehow prove your best chance of a win is with me and the Easy Riders.
I did just spring this on you, so yeah, that's fair.
Mark, Brennan just bit me.
I was just showing him my beautifully straight son of a dentist's teeth.
Mark!
You already said yes. Can't take it back now. Okay, gather in, class, bunch, group, team.
Good save.
Now, Brennan's going to have the barbecue up and running in no time. Isn't that right, Brennan?
True dat, Freduardo.
True dat, indeed.
Is there an ETA on the burgers, Mark?
We've been here for 3 hours.
And be patient, Sue. You can't start a fire with wet charcoal. Top tip.
Sure you can. Observe.
No! No! Why? Why?
Bit of an overreaction, but a fair question.
Just showing off some of my survival training. Surprised Francis has never asked me to show you all.
Why would a cycle group need survival training?
Let me ask you this, Short Shorts. What would you do if you woke up cold and naked in the woods?
I would curse the day I ever became a werewolf.
You wouldn't last 5 seconds as a werewolf.
I bloody would so. Do you want me to prove it? I'll prove it.
Hello? Is this the Nichols house?
Yes! Please, Lindsay, thanks for coming at such short notice.
Have you come to rescue us?
Have you brought food?
No, I haven't brought any food.
Technically, you're made of food.
Excuse me?
Let me just stand between you two. Now, Lindsay here is a sports psychologist specialising in hypnotism.
So you haven't turned this into a children's party, but you have hired a magician.
All the top athletes use these guys to help them become more focused, high-achieving sports people.
Actually, that does sound pretty good if we're going to do well at the Sportif.
So we're all up for it, Dawn?
If everyone else is keen, sure. Sounds like fun. I'm in.
Brilliant. Lindsay, any words of wisdom before we start?
It's 30 quid each and I don't take cards.
Inspirational stuff. Let's go.
Two. One. Francis? Good, he's asleep.
Wow, that was fast.
Guys, I'm very good at this.
What happens now?
Make him think he's a chicken.
That's not what this is about.
Make him think he's a turkey.
Brennan, you're gonna need to calm yourself.
Do a combo. Half chicken, half turkey. Make him think he's a turkey. Gobbledy-doodle-doo!
I am so sorry about him. Although, if you did want to make anyone think he was poultry, my vote would be for Francis also.
Best not. I'll eat him.
I'm not here to make anyone think there's something they're not. I'm about releasing the beast within.
This is taking too long. My beast's getting restless. Wakey, wakey, Francis.
No!
Oh, I'm drowning! I'm drowning!
You can't wake someone up from hypnosis by throwing water on them.
Well, I literally just did.
Yeah, I did. I just saw him.
I thought you were an expert.
You people need to start respecting my process or I'm going...
To turn us all into turkeys? Yes!
Home. I'm going home.
Don't go. I want a crack at this. Come on, brain lady. Make me a stone-cold killer.
Don't get carried away, Lindsay. Dawn's perfect, just as she is. No improvements necessary. If anything, could you dial her down a bit?
What the hell did you just say?
I see what you mean. That's it, Dawn. Relax. You're drifting off. And 3, 2...
Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad. Hi, strangers.
Theo, what are you doing in here? Has the internet gone down again?
I'm bored.
You just got here.
Don't talk to him like that.
Sorry. I am hungry and cranky and I really don't like children. And I know it was him that knocked over the display bottles of pickles in the supermarket. I smelt like a chippy for a week.
things are about to get pretty exciting, Theo. Mummy's getting put to sleep.
Like the rabbit school?
Well, no, this can all be undone if it doesn't work out. Can't it, Lindsay?
She's almost under.
Boring. I feel like I'm being put to sleep.
In that case, you owe me £30.
Can I watch TV?
Ballpark.
Okay, okay. I want to feel more secure or less insecure. Is that better? I think I doubt myself too much.
I'd say you don't doubt yourself nearly enough.
Let's see what we can do. I'd like you to close your eyes and drift off to a happy place. Can you describe it?
It's exactly like this without Francis.
Deep breath in and out. Deep breath in. That's it. Now I'd like you to relax deeper and deeper into your happy place. Deeper and deeper.
He doesn't look happy. What's wrong with him?
He's got that weird throbbing neck vein Brennan gets when he's lying to a detective.
Mark, can you hear me?
Oh, don't die. Not before the burgers are ready.
In my professional medical opinion, someone should do something.
Mark, wake up, please.
That was terrifying.
Tell me about it. What happened?
You said breathe in, but you didn't tell me to breathe out. I'll have another go in a minute. Oh, my poor beast.
Oh, come on. I'd be quicker rubbing two sticks together.
Stand back, sweet cheeks. You're crowding my kindling.
I'm nowhere near your kindling.
I'm talking to Rump of the Month. Hit the road, Jack, and take a step back.
I'm not the problem, Brennan. You've no idea how to build a fire in adverse conditions.
I know what I'm doing. I was a scout chief.
I was a chief scout chief?
Same thing, but with an extra chief. We can all add an extra chief to make ourselves look like the big chief. Chief.
If you boys have finished comparing woggles, let's put it to the test. We race to start our own fire. First to see flames is the fire starter champion.
I am in, and that's my truth. Testify!
I want to, but I've got to see the mind magician first.
Don't go near that voodoo. There are certain things men should never mess with.
It'll be fine. I don't have any hidden depths. What you see is what you get. Just a plain guy with a perfectly ordinary mind.
Looks like it's just you and me, Don.
Oh, let's make things a little spicy. You versus me, winner gets the other one's bike.
You'll regret that. At Scouts, I was known as the fireman.
Huh. Famous for being really good at putting out fires. Literally the opposite of this race.
Enough foreplay. Let's tango.
I'll lead. Yeah!
Jack, just in time. It's your turn.
Dig as deep as you like. I've nothing to hide.
That's the best way, Jack, honestly. Can't recommend it highly enough. I've never felt more secure in my entire life.
I'll try a speed induction. That way I might get home for pointless. Raise your arm, drop it, and he's under.
Oh, can I throw the water this time?
You will not, my goal.
No, water, this isn't a silly game. Jack, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I want you to picture your happy place. What does it look like?
Dawn.
Perfect. The sun is rising. It's a new day.
It's not the only thing rising. Check his shorts.
Lovely, lovely dawn.
What?
You wouldn't think there could be so much stretch in such tight shorts.
I love dawn.
What? No! Shut him up!
Cover him up!
Not with a tea towel! Oh, it looks like he's doing a party trick.
I can see Dawn's beautiful face.
Stop him! Now, before I put a pillow over his beautiful face!
So, is now a good time to talk tactics for the sportif, or...?
Lindsay, you need to make him forget he said any of this. Make us all forget, including you!
Help! Help! Daddy!
And can you please do something about this screaming in my head? It's very distracting and I don't see the benefit of it at all!
We can all hear that too.
Huh? Hold on! Theo! I'm coming! Oh, Theo, give Daddy a hug. What's wrong?
Netflix!
Oh, Did the Wi-Fi drop out again? Daddy doesn't like it when that happens either.
The TV programme was bad. I hate the TV.
You really are your mother's son. What were you watching?
Saigon.
The Go-Getters were in Saigon? Oh, did it set off your noodle-phobia? How many times? They're not worms. Worms live in the ground and eat decaying food, organic matter, and admittedly the school rabbit. But there's no need to have nightmares.
Saigon is burning.
What have you been watching? Oh, my 10-part Vietnam War documentary. Oh, I forgot to sign out of my account.
There was a massacre in Ho Chi Minh City.
Don't say that in front of your mother. Those are all very bad words, Theo. Naughty words. Shh.
What's happening? Well, Sue said Theo was screaming.
He was, weren't you? Shh. But he's not now, so it's hardly worth worrying about. Or why, or the whose fault was it, bit, or anything like that, is it?
Guess not. See ya.
Oh, that was too easy.
Everyone died!
Yes, Theo, but it was a long time ago in a country far, far away. Why don't you have a nice nap and Daddy will bring you up a burger when you wake up?
Hamburger, did somebody say hamburger?
Oh, sorry, Sue, false alarm. Hey, do you know where Dawn went? She seemed in quite the hurry.
She had to get back to Jack.
What? Why?
They're having a race with Brennan to see who can light a fire fastest without charcoal.
Oh, God, it's worse than I thought. Lindsay's turned Dawn into an actual cave person.
About Lindsay. She says that hypnotising me to think I've eaten when I haven't would be unethical. So we had words, and long story short, she's locked herself in the toilet, won't come out until I leave. Which I'm not doing until I get some food. Remind me, did somebody say hamburger?
Don't let her leave the bathroom. I'm going to bring Dawn to her to get her deprogrammed.
No! You need to let the fire race play out. I am so hungry.
There isn't time. If Dawn's out there acting on her baser instincts, she might start to feel the same way as Jack. You've seen those shorts. His thighs are irresistible.
Like a chicken's thighs?
Have a tomato, Sue. Seriously.
I was promised barbecue. Finished. I win.
I'm the fire starter. Mr. Firestarter.
Hands up, chiefs. You both finished before me.
But who finished first? It was me, right?
No idea. Maybe the winner should be whoever's got the bigger one.
Good idea. I'll just run to the shed.
You okay there, Jack?
I need to make it bigger for Dawn.
Stand back. Bit of shed incoming. Wow.
She's insane. And strong.
Y'all have messed with some bad voodoo.
Dawn, the shed's on fire. In a fire, next to another fire.
I know, brilliant, isn't it? I win.
Fire in the hole.
Jack, stop throwing deodorants in the fire. I put your shirt back on.
Or not.
Tasty ribs.
Dawn respects winners. Do I win? Am I your special winner, Dawn?
What is that loser talking about?
Absolutely no idea. Lindsay must have scrambled his brain. That reminds me. Dawn, can you come with me, please?
Fire in the hole.
Theo, get back inside!
The VC have taken heavy fire in Hamburger Hill!
Hamburgers? I heard it again! Where?
What are you saying, Theo? Why are you shaking?
Tell me where they are, little boy.
Charlie's only 2 clicks north!
This fire burns as brightly as my love!
Everyone died!
What's wrong with everyone? Mark?
As far as I can tell, Jack's in a hypnotic state and he's trying to demonstrate his undying love for you.
You're as bad as Mark. Jack doesn't love me.
I love you, Dawn!
What are you saying? Put your shorts back on!
Everyone died!
And Theo thinks he's in the Vietnam War for some reason.
How does he even know about the Vietnam War?
There may have been a small mix-up with the Netflix login.
What? Mark! How could you let this happen?
I was distracted by Jack!
I think we're all a little distracted by Jack right now.
For such small shorts, they give off a mighty bright flame, Chief.
You stop adding to your fire! I'm dealing with my son! We can restart the race when I'm done.
Dawn, this has to stop. Let me put you to bed and then join me in the bathroom and bring 30 pounds. Lindsay? You still in here?
Jesus!
God.
Is the drooling woman gone?
We ordered a takeaway, so you're safe. For now.
Lindsay, those things Jack was saying, That was just the hypnosis, right? He didn't mean them.
Like I said before, it has to be in you to come out. Those were deeply personal, special longings.
No, don't think I'll ever forget his special longing. Well, I hope you're pleased with yourself.
Me?
Yes, you. Messing with everyone's brains. You had my wife out there starting a forest fire.
I changed my mind.
No, she changed your mind. This is your life, Dawn. Barbecues, Theo, me. Not France and handsome men. You might not actually want it, but you said you did once, and you can't take that back without a good legal reason. Lindsay, put her back to the way she was.
I didn't go through with the hypnosis.
It's true, she didn't.
What? Oh, so that means all that competitive pyromania stuff was just you?
Yes! How many times do I need to say it? I'm very competitive.
I know that. That's what this whole day's been about.
No, it's been about you. Your insecurities about Jack, about the others. From the moment you joined my club, it's been about you. And now, on our normal training night, they're on the couch, watching telly and waiting on a takeaway. You've turned them into you.
That's not true.
Will you be quiet in there? If we don't concentrate now, we'll be totally lost by season four.
Oh, season four's the best. Right, OK, I see what you're saying. But I'm not jealous of Jack.
Oh, please.
She's right. Of course I am. And I'm sorry, right? I'm sorry about everything. I only joined the club because I thought being closer together would bring us closer together.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I'm going to check on Theo.
And then you're going to check on the fire, aren't you?
You don't know me as well as you think. But yes, yes I am.
Lindsay, you're a therapist. Help us.
I'm a sports therapist. A cheap sports therapist with mounting legal bills, carring in a bath.
Marriage is like a sport, if you think about it hard enough. Oh, come on, please. You can see what I'm up against out there. Say something useful.
Okay, let's see. Marriage is like a sports team, I suppose, but you're not on opposite teams. You're on the same team. There is no opposition.
I think Jack's my opposition.
Then you've already lost.
Unacceptable. Go back to what you were saying before.
Okay. All the best teams recognise somewhere along the way that in order to get where they want to, they have to sacrifice something for the good of the team, something important.
But what?
I don't know. But the most important thing is that whatever you do and however you do it, you owe me another 30 quid.
Lindsay, thanks for everything.
Never call me again.
Everyone's back to normal, and her calming techniques worked really well on Theo.
She cleared the bad memories and even put in some happy ones. You'll wake up tomorrow refreshed with only fun memories of being at the ice skating rink.
With Jesse, Jay and Ronaldo.
Fake memories that will last forever. You can't buy memories like that.
You gave her quite the wad of cash.
Well, she helped me with something else too. Look, I'm sorry. I know I messed up today. But I will make it up to you. Actually, I've got a surprise.
I don't think I can handle any more surprises.
Check your phone. I'm sending it to you now.
It's a registration form for the Convoy of Compassion. Really?
Nothing says I trust you more than sending your wife to the world's most romantic country with a flawless specimen of manhood who just declared his love for you.
Guilty.
I was kidding myself. Look at this lot. We would never have won this sportif. You've got a much better chance of winning something if you're on your own.
I'll come back, you know.
Mwah. You better.
Oh, good idea, Chief. We should all go.
Yes! Sod the sportif road trip. Woo!
Hang on, what?
You've sent it to the whole WhatsApp group. That trust lasted a long time then.
It was an accident. Guys, I didn't mean you should all go.
Too late. I've just registered us all for our very own Tour de France.
Yes. Woo! Paris, Paris, Paris!
Dawn, I promise, it was a slip of the fingers. I didn't mean it.
But look how happy everyone is and focused on a cycling event. We're a team again. You actually did it.
I did, didn't I? Astonishing. Hey, who's up for a trip on the Eurostar?
Oh, PA, first class. I am not a train person.
And what's wrong with trained people? You make friends on a train.
I could always drive.
I will not set foot inside the enemy.
Ferry? An
no, cancel that. I already feel sick.
Truly astonishing.
Saddled, with Mark, played by Greg McHugh, Dawn by Lucy-Ann McAvoy, Brennan by Richard Gadd, Jack by Richard Rankin, Francis by Robin Lane, Sue by Sally Reid, Lindsay by Elaine Malcolmson, and Theo by Lucas Beattie. The producer was Gus Beattie. Saddled is a Gusman production for BBC Radio Scotland. Don't provoke or get your teeth.